We make a lot of decisions in our lives every day, really. Even when we're young, this particular decision was the best decision ever. I know. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your tailgate talk. This particular decision is a decision that I am particularly excited about. You can't get up here. Just stay down there. Hey, you'll hear about these little guys in a future tailgate talk, but let's move on. This particular decision is one that I am excited about. It's a decision that I made at a younger time in my life. But just a couple of months ago, it's a decision that my own six-year-old daughter made for herself. You see, we began praying for my daughter as soon as she was born, that she would make this decision in her life when the time was right. I prayed every night when I would rock her to sleep that she would someday realize that she had to make this decision for herself. And I prayed that she would make it when she was young, though we've never pressured her or pushed her. We've just kind of laid kindling around her heart so she would someday soon hopefully understand. She began to ask questions and ask a lot of questions for quite a while, but never could put all the puzzle pieces together until one night, I had kind of been under the weather, and so I couldn't make it to church that Wednesday night. And she came in from church with my wife and came in to the room where I was, climbed up on the bed and said, "Daddy, I need to be saved." And I said, "Well, baby girl, why do you need to be saved?" And she said, "Because I need Jesus to forgive me of my sins. I want to go to heaven." And I said, "Well, why do you have to be forgiven of your sins to go to heaven?" And she said, "Because I need God to make me right." She understood that there was something separating her from God called sin, and the only way for her to be right with God was for God to forgive that sin through what Jesus did for her on the cross so long ago. And so she, in her own precious words, prayed to ask Jesus to save her, and it was incredible. Understanding, I believe, completely what she was doing. Best decision she's ever made. And the Bible does, after all, say that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God raised you from the dead, you will be saved. Because with the heart, man believes to righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made to salvation. Can I encourage you today, if you've never put your faith and trust in Jesus, today can be your day of salvation. Did you know that Lindley, not only did she put her faith and trust in Christ, but right after she prayed to receive Jesus, she said amen. She looked up at me and she said, "Now I get to be baptized." She wanted to tell the world that she had put her faith and trust in Jesus, and we wasted zero time in doing that. Tell the world, if you have put your faith and trust in Jesus and never made that public through baptism, hey, plug into a local church that teaches the Bible and preaches Jesus, and tell the world you belong to Him through baptism. If you've never put your faith and trust in Jesus, hey, the first step is to begin a relationship with Him. If you'd like to know more about what it means to put your faith and trust in Jesus, contact us through this LifeWord page. Not only can you find out what it means to know Jesus, you can also find out what it means to follow Him. Contact us through this page, and someone will be glad to talk to you more about what it means to follow Jesus. Hey, we love you, and we appreciate you so much for joining us on this tailgate talk. Until next time, have an incredible day. Happy Thanksgiving, and we'll see you next time on a tailgate talk.